I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Rocketfish, the Rocketfish. Can we hear
Rocketfish. Everyone say Rocketfish.
We all ready for this?
Okay.
Welcome to this episode of When You Just Want a Glass of Wine. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. It's behind
cheers.
You. It's behind you.
Behind me.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
So, cheers. Click, 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 click. Cheers to everybody that's here. And as always, when we have a group of wine club members here, Joel and Jennifer, you lead us in our toast. Okay. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
We are not yet dead.
Cheers.
All right.
Thank you.
So we are here today at Slater Run Vineyards. We did a Bayesa Wine Club and Friends visit. We had an incredible VIP visit with the owner Kiernan and, of course, our amazing friend Petra, who has been with us. Oh gosh, you came
almost
in March to do to do Women's Month. We've had your wines. We absolutely love it. Petra Stolfa is here to help us with some of our questions on how to be a good human when you're at a winery. Renee, you take it from here.
That's right. We're going to try to give you some pro tips on how to get the best out of your winery experience. Here in the DMV, we are very fortunate in that we have amazing wineries in both Virginia and Maryland. And we're in Virginia, in Upperville, Virginia. It's gorgeous here. And Petra is going to tell us how to be a good guest and how to get the most out of your experience. So Petra, go.
Thank you, Rena and Zena. Thank you for having me and thank you for coming today to
Slater Run. It's been so much fun.
I had fun too, so thank you a lot. And I hope I will see some of you or all of you again. And maybe more. So today's topic, how to be a good guest coming or visiting a winery. I think this would apply to even cideries or anything else. But I would say number one, personally, I would say it would be keep your mind open. Because I am sure there are wines that you've tasted throughout your life and you didn't like. And then you go like, oh, I don't drink Chardonnay.
Like today is a perfect example. The amount of people that bought the stainless steel shard as well as the reserve shard kept their minds open. And the Rocketfish.
And thank you for that.
Yes.
Yes, that's our orange wine, the Rocketfish, our orange Viognier.
So good.
So definitely keep your mind open because you never know if you're going to like something or not if you're not going to taste it. And every winemaker will play with the grapes different way. So definitely this would be my number one.
And every year's different.
Every year's different,
we've learned.
Correct. And probably number two with exclamation mark would be don't wear perfumes, heavy creams.
Yes.
It's not only perfume, but it would be creams or anything you put on yourself. It's good that you smell good, but it's kind of bad if you cannot smell the wine.
Yes.
Yes.
So think of it as in like, oh, where am I going today? Can I smell the wine? And can other people around me smell the wine? Because sometimes it goes three tables down.
Yes. And if you're a super smeller, it's not always fun.
Yep. Good one.
Because wow.
Yep.
Yeah. And also it's good to probably like listen to whoever is behind the bar, what they are saying that's their favorite, or even a similar, like little stories like why they are working there. Because it will tell you a lot. The same like, oh, which winemaker you have here? Why is she here? Why did you choose to have her doing the wine? Because there's so much money and energy and time goes into the vineyard. And then so how are you using those grapes, right? Exactly. Are you giving it all the love it needs?
And they're all personal stories. And that's like the best part of wine for me is the personal stories.
Yeah.
So ask them. Ask them why they're there. Ask them why they chose it.
And insider tips, because that's why we had, again, the regular shard and the reserve shard. I mean, Petra and I worked hard, and she knows all this. So we chose things that I was like, what about this? And she's like, you know what? I might lead you a little bit differently. And then you suggested something, and I was like, you know what? With my wine group, I know kind of what their palates are. So that insider tips that you get once you start chatting with somebody.
Yeah, definitely. And me, when I go and do my tours around wineries, especially in Virginia. My favorite grape in Virginia is Viognier. So I go to different wineries.
The official and grape of Virginia.
And I taste the Viogniers because then I know what kind of like style or ways their winemaker is working with. Probably another really important thing is like support the local wineries. And you can support them the most by subscribing to the newsletter. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of interact with that. You don't have to go every week out there. But definitely subscribe to the newsletter because maybe there is something going on that you would be interested. And you will bring your friends and have a really nice time.
For instance, today is club night. Club member night at Slater Run Vineyard. And there's going to be live music here later.
Yeah, they have a wonderful club night. Yep.
Yeah, so that way you support the winery. And if you return to the winery, it's even bigger support. So think of it as a small businesses, right?
Absolutely.
Like we are here every day growing. So we are like farmers, winemakers, and then business module, you know, trying to do our best to have all these together and running every year, harvest by harvest.
Yeah. And Karen was saying today that so that this farm has been in her family for 300 years, but they're the first ones, this generation is the first one to plant grapes.
Yes.
And correct. Do this. Cattle and it's farmers. Amazing. And they still have cattle here as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's a family tradition.
Yep.
Yeah. It started, as Kiernan said, very naively as a weekend.
Yes.
As a weekend, like a
wow, right?
Get the family together. Uh-huh. Right. So the kids will come home for the weekend and stuff. So there is a thing to do. And turns out this is 24/7. Thing.
It's like the broad thing. It's like, let's put on a show. You know, let's do a winery. It'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah, and my last point today would be even more important. Right now, there is a big movement in Virginia going on, and it's buy wine, buy glass that's made in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so because it's very hard to buy a bottle when you don't know how it tastes. And a lot of restaurants or establishments around the Virginia or even D.C. or Maryland, they would have on the list bottles and they think they are supporting the local wineries anywhere. But the thing is, people are scared to buy the whole bottle.
That's a great point.
So you are not only supporting the winery by visiting the winery and subscribing, but you're also supporting when you are out of the winery on your daily life, on and about, and you see there is a bottle or there is a glass. So definitely ask the bartender, like, do you think you can have this in the flights for next time or buy the glass? Because I would love to have a glass. I cannot have the whole bottle today.
Taste, we say that all the time. And this will publish in October. October is Virginia Wine Month. I think right when it's publishing or right after, we are actually doing a Virginia Wine tasting event on October 3rd with the support of the Virginia Wine Organization. So Virginia is going to have its month, which I love because, you know, I'm all about the come over October, not the dry October.
Yeah, so for sure.
Sober October.
Come over October. Wine brings people together. And if you've not been to Virginia Wine Country in the fall, in October, it's stunningly beautiful here. Yep. It's stunningly beautiful here now.
Oh, we picked a great day.
It's a perfect day. And they're mid-harvest.
Yes.
The wines are in. There's a lot of work going on. We got to see the crush pad. We couldn't go inside because there were actual winemakers doing actual winemaking things. And they were like, stay out. You're going to mess up our product. But no, they've been really incredibly generous here today.
Thank you.
Petra spent the whole day with us and Kiernan, who it's her family farm. And it's just been amazing.
I have a thing that I tell people. And we had a podcast the other day with Nikki Nellis and we were talking about tasting. And I said, and I mean, I've been doing this for work for a very long time. But one of the things that I say, and I'd love your feedback on that, is all of those things you say, but in addition, I say show up with a notebook or something to write on and ask for a spit glass. Because right away, even if you don't spit, because like I never spit bubbly because it hurts my soul of any kind, from Pet Nat to champagne. I have been to Argyle Winery in Willamette Valley, and I have every single time I go, I get drunk because they're wonderful. But I think that if you want to,
she has a driver.
I do, Jimmy. If you want to be taken seriously and really get a full range, and I say this knowing the first time I came here, Kieran gave me the full range of tasting, and I didn't spit as much as I should have. But it's one of the things, right? You want to be careful not to drink so much because it's actually really easy to when you're doing a tasting. What are your thoughts on, like, if somebody comes to a winery, what should they ask for? Should they do a flight of three, a flight of 10, a bottle? Like, what's the best limit of what they should really aim for?
I think, like, the flight of three, because mm-hmm. that's what our memory works the best, right? 1, 2, 3, maybe maximum of 5, and then we go downhill from right. there, right? Right. Then
but you're in like, a really
what was
lovely
the second
way.
One, or what yeah. was the fourth one? So definitely between 3 yeah. and 5,
yeah.
and taste that, make notes, and probably spit, and then order a glass of yeah. what was your most favorite.
Yeah.
And then you can move on to another winery. It can easily get overwhelming, and also drink tons of water. Oh, so yeah. the same amount you drink
Everybody
the wine,
water.
Drink yeah. water.
Well, we did have a designated driver today. I am one of them, but we did have a designated driver today.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Shout out to
Guy
Jimmy.
Talk with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also be careful with that, right? You're going through small town, so you want to be careful with that.
The speed limit is 35 yeah. through Marshall, Virginia. FYI.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a wonderful tasting today. We did slightly go over this again. It is a Saturday. We have a driver. We did all the things that were right. We have a private room, a private tasting. Is this something that you could do at Slater Run? I know you treated us beyond special, but can people do private tastings like this in the library?
Yes, correct. Of course, you can do that. And it's probably the best when we have around 16 people mm-hmm. maximum, because otherwise it can get really crowded and no one can hear anything.
We did 17.
So
I think
this
we
is,
really peaked
this
it.
This is really great. There is no minimum. Yeah.
Now,
we love to see people and show them the winery yeah. and how it works. It's a little bit harder right now in the middle of the harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we can go everywhere, just, you know, safety first. But also, on the other hand, you can see all the equipment outside and working and moving and how it looks. So you don't not only have it on the pictures, you can also see it and touch it and be like, oh, wow, this is really heavy or tall. Or, yeah. You know,
yeah.
like
the farming enticement. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I think also a good tip is always like look up the winery's website. They'll all have websites and they'll tell you things like some wineries allow children. Some don't. Some allow pets. Some don't.
Some allow smoking. Some don't.
Some allow smoking. Some don't. Like, pay attention to those things.
And the minimum size. The maximum size.
The maximum
like,
size. Some people limit. Some wineries limit to. They'll do bigger groups if it's a private event, but mm-hmm. some will limit to 6 people in a group, and that is because they're taking their wines very seriously, and they want you to trace the wines, and not so much just come in and get hammer drunk.
Yeah, I should think of
there are
party.
Some that there are wineries for that here as well, and you can do that. But no, I think one of the things that I like about this winery as well is you do have food here.
We do.
And some wineries have food, some don't. You can order food in, but you can also bring food in.
Mm-hmm. You can bring in
which
food.
Is really nice.
We did a great
Correct.
Picnic today.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely,
which is great. And sometimes you forget a few things, so we have warm baguettes here. We also have local cheeses. People come here for the camembert that's actually made in Upperville.
Yes. Mm.
That's delicious.
Juliette Farm Table.
We have a question.
Where should we go next? We've been to your lovely vineyard now. If you were saying, all right, I've got an afternoon. We're starting with you here at Slater Run. Where do we go next?
So a lot of customers from here would move to De La Plaine Cellars, mm-hmm. but okay. you definitely need to have an appointment, or because they do a lot of private events. So many
and
times
and weddings you can, too, don't they?
You know, you don't want to drive there and then look that it's closed. I really like the Linden. But
oh,
that's
Linden,
probably
they're so
more
nice.
Than 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's yeah. right near Glen Manor.
Barrel Oak is great.
Oh, we talked about
we,
that. Yeah.
We talk about, well, your last podcast was in
Glen Manor.
Glen Manor.
Yeah. Glen Manor's excellent, yeah.
So
Arterra Hawk Moth.
So we love that, yeah.
They're over by De La Plaine as well.
Yes.
This is a lovely
too.
Wine region here, and you get a lot of really lovely wines. Green Hill and Middleburg,
and in Middleburg
which is a little
yeah,
bit closer.
I was about to say direction to Middleburg. There is Green Hill and Boxwood.
Yeah. I'm heading down to, we're doing a little wine trip, one of my best friends and I, and we're going to hit Michael Schaps.
Yes.
And hopefully Gabriele Rossi. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to make that. We're going to start at Barbersville because of Holly, and you know my friend hadn't been there for a while, and then we're going to end it with Early Mountain Vineyards
yeah.
and lunch there on
so
a Monday.
So in that area, you also have a Pollock Winery.
Oh yeah,
and Bicard.
Yeah,
I love them both too. So
there you go.
Try
they're very good.
Them
yeah.
too.
And this
Pollock
is
God.
All that kind of insider information. Does anybody here has anybody ever had an experience that didn't quite go right in a winery, or a question when you're there, like what do I do? I don't know. How do I tip? How do I ask for it? What should I ask for?
Joe,
I see you thinking.
What do I tip? I've never tipped at a winery.
For the tour, for the wines,
for the
or for the
wine? Am I a jerk?
Well, there is a Reddit thing on that, but
that's
no, but
a whole open-ended question.
Like, what's the thought process?
This is a great question.
Yeah.
This is quite all right. So in the wine industry, we are so happy to show you everything and share this. So it's okay if you don't tape. We're not going to throw you away. or you know. And maybe you come next time and you buy three bottles or a case because, you know, you go your tours and you figure out, oh, I want to come back to Slater Run because now I saw 50 wineries and Slater Run is still my favorite. This is okay. Sometimes you don't have your wallet with you and you cannot tape, you know. So this is okay.
Okay, yeah. That's a good question.
If you're tipping, do you have a preference, like is cash or card?
Does that? I think everybody loves cash, don't they?
I think nowadays.
But everything.
Either way, but well, everything's.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's
because all the POS
anywhere.
Systems have the thing where you just put it on, so you're waving your credit card at a screen.
Yeah, it's much easier nowadays with a credit card, right? Yeah. And this is up to every winery, how they are dividing the tape. So here is really good. We are all sharing everything. So
That's good. That's a great point.
Anybody else have any other questions? Well, this is a perfect opportunity for how not to look stupid.
I will make a recommendation, and that is that this was an experience that I had my first time in Napa. And I was so pumped and excited to go. And it was a recommended very big winery that you would definitely know the name of it. And it looks like an Italian villa, and it was stunning. And
I went in, and the
woman in the main tasting room was so off. And I came in like, if you go to Virginia, you're like, I'll do the tasting, and it's you have the wines. There wasn't a lot of picking and choosing then. Now you can do like a red flight or a white flight or a mixed flight. And I said, I'll just do the tasting, and she was not happy about it. She goes, you have to pick. And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, why don't you pick? You pick, like, do a list for me. She goes, I don't know what you like to drink. And I'm like, I almost left. I was like, I don't like your wines. I can tell you that already. Because
just like that in her head.
Hateful stuff is going into your wines. That's all I could think of. And we got through the tasting, and it was awful. My friend felt so bad. He goes, there's a reserve tasting in the basement.
Yeah,
I'll pay for it.
Tastings are great.
And I was like, I don't even like. And then I walked in with my arms closed, like my cross. And I was like, impress me. And I went in, and I was like, you pick. And the woman down there said, oh my God, really? She goes, we never get to pick wines for people. And I was like, well, that's what I wanted. The woman upstairs was really mean. And she was like, I'm so sorry you had that experience. But we talked about it. And I said, you know, if you only drink what you know and what you like, you will never expand your palate. And you don't have to go like a huge leap. You don't have to jump off a cliff. You can say, I usually like these, but you could do the rocket fish or the pit jumper and take a leap of faith.
Take the leap.
Trust fall, baby.
Yeah.
You could do the whole thing. And it was an extraordinary tasting. And I walked out of there with $500 worth of wine, which was two bottles. But I pointed out to her, that woman upstairs should not be working in customer service or hospitality. But the main thing was, exactly, it was the Julia Roberts moment. You work on, commission, big mistake, huge. But that's the thing, like, ask these people, because one, if they're working in a vineyard, in a local vineyard, they're going to know that wine better than you, unless you're the owner. They're going to know that wine better than you. And if you tell them what you like, and you go through, take their recommendations, and they'll tell you if they're volunteering, cause sometimes there's volunteers, sometimes they're working part-time. They're not, this isn't like investment banking money working in a winery, right? They're doing it because they're passionate about the wines.
Yeah. And we accept that everyone has different palate.
Yeah.
So it is very helpful if customers would tell me what they usually drink.
What they like.
So you don't have to describe the wine like a professional, right?
Right.
But you tell me, okay, Friday night I open Pinot Noir from whatever.
France or whatever.
I like with my lunch Wednesday afternoon, I like this and that. I'm like, okay, now
I'm having lunch with that person.
Your palate. I can tell you what will match here, and you can maybe look into this direction, and this is what I'm recommending.
And often they'll give you you can get a taste where you're not like a tasting pour, but a small taste to be like, if that's like, ooh, no, that's not what I want at all.
Especially if it's out of the box, something very, very
different. But do that, embrace that. The best part about wine is the fun of it, yeah, and that you get to have fun like that.
Well, you brought up a good point. What do you think about, and I don't think you do it here, but a lot of wineries do, what do you think if a winery offers a regular tasting versus a library or a reserve tasting? Where would you go in that? Like Barbersville does a regular, they do their library. Some people do the reserve. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like hidden downstairs. They might cost a little bit more. What's your suggestion on something like that? Or, you know, even a regular flight versus a reserve flight. What would you suggest about
that? So here at Slater Run, we do library flights.
Oh, you do?
Too,
okay.
But we are offering it only to the club members to have something special for the club members. And it would rotate every month. It would change the wines that we have in the library. I'd love it because you can see to the past in a way. So it's like a time machine game with wines and you can see how much it evolved, and it's okay if it's not good anymore but you tasted it and you're like, okay, this is maybe too old, maybe I like younger wines, or so you're still learning. So it's like anything else in your whole life, you're gonna learn every day a little bit, and it's okay if it's not a positive experience because you learn with the negative too. So exactly.
True.
And how do you tell someone that we were talking about this earlier? You know, you have, and we talked about this with Nikki, for example, yesterday with the Riesling. How, what about if you're tasting and, you know, you've got, you're working, because here you go up to the counter, you order in like the Willamette Valley now, since COVID, they do seated tasting. So you actually assign somebody, which is really awesome. So you sit there with them. I mean, I sit for 2 hours, but, you know, normally an hour, right? But, you know, you have this person, they're there, they're excited. You don't like the wine. What's the worst thing you can do, and what's the best way? I mean, best way is kind of just to not really drink it. But like, how do you handle that? Like, say I'm sits at the bar and you pour me something and I'm like, I got half glass of this and I don't like it. What's the best way a customer can just make that felt?
And this can happen every day. This is very natural thing.
Everybody's palate's
different. I would definitely not scream at anyone. Like, no, you have to finish your wine.
Don't do a Yelp review.
Yeah, that's okay. So I am, as a me personally, I am really glad if anyone will taste the wine. So I'm like, thank you for keeping your mind open. You give it your best. You tasted it. It's okay if you don't like it. Mm. You're not going to get punished. Give it to me. I finish it and I'll bring you another one. So definitely we can, and we can go, it can be five wines in a row and you're like, oh, this is not my style. Right. So maybe this is not your style in the whites in this winery, but maybe you like something in the reds. So don't give up. Like, I feel like both sides, whoever is behind the bar and whoever is front of the bar, don't let go. Just find your favorite. And it's okay if it's not matching 100%. Because another hard thing here is if you go to wineries and you don't have food with you, or if you do have food, but it has maybe too much garlic, it's gonna affect negatively everything you're tasting.
Right.
So if you don't like that day, but then you go to event and it would be wine pair dinner, and you're sitting there and you have food with it, and then you have the wine and you're like, oh, I had that last week, I'm not gonna drink it, I hate it. And then you try it with the food, you're like, oh my God, this is really,
it's incredible.
Hitting the points.
Valid. It is. It's like you people, you're like, you're gonna go out, you're gonna have a great day in the winery, in the vineyards, you know, out in wine country, and you brush your teeth and then you go in and they pour that first glass of wine and you're like, oh dear God, it's like, it's like orange juice after brushing your teeth. So yeah, like, be careful with things like that.
Yeah. I love that. Yes. Does anyone have any last questions before we kind of close up a little bit here?
I think we're good.
So Petra, when you just want a glass of wine, what are you drinking?
Well, so if I don't have the Slater Run Petnat Blanc, which is my favorite, I am right now into all the white Chardonnay de Pabst. So I'm doing
speaking my language.
Ooh. So I'm loving it. I'm trying every producer, and it is kind of costly.
It's research. It's research.
But it's, yes, in the name of research.
It's not just drinking. It's research, people.
Yeah. And it's like do it. Do it because, it, oh my God, so much.
You're picking
fun.
Like a region and a region and a.
I would do Chateauneuf du Pape, but like just whites.
Yeah. I love it.
Right. Ooh.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Because every, and again, every producer will use different grapes, different variety, and some would even do 100% Rosan. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, shocking.
Okay. Yeah.
As Renee says, I will not be defeated by the French.
I will not be defeated by the French or by the English, is what I said from W set.
Well, your W set too, which you passed with flying colors. Well, I think, are we good?
I think we're good.
So we want to thank you all for coming today, our Bayesa Wine Club members, our friends of members.
Jimmy's back in the room. Shout out to Jimmy, our driver.
Shout out to Jimmy. Our driver.
Stay tuned for upcoming episodes of Guy Talk with Jimmy. They're going to be amazing.
We're going to be talking. We're going to be with the Decanter, which is a wine shop up on Capitol Hill, with Michelle and Michael. And we are going to be pairing fast food with wines with them. And that's going to be the Guy Talk. We're also going to do one with Compliments Only and with Pete. And they're going to do a Guy Talk talking about pairing sandwiches and with wine. And maybe Jimmy will share. Maybe he won't. We don't know.
Oh, I love that. Decanter is great. That's actually where I get the white.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. We're going to be with Michelle on Tuesday as well. Yeah, we love both of them.
Enjoy.
So thank you, everybody, for being here today.
We're going to give a big round of applause to Petra and Slater Run Vineyard.
Cheers, everybody.
That's great.
All right. Wonderful. We're all
love
good.
Here.